gentleman walked in and he walked the length of the hall from the door right to the back where the toilets were situated, fully clothed, and to be honest, I hardly took any notice of him. I just assumed he was a member going to the toilet before weighing, which is quite normal. And then about 5 minutes later, he walked out of the toilet, past my scales, the full length of the hall, wearing simply a pair of trainers and carrying a plastic bag.
Okay, so I'm just trying to...
You're as stunned as I was.
I don't want to try and picture it now, actually. That was the words that I was going to say. Did you think that he was maybe weighing in and he wanted to make sure that there was nothing that was going to add to his weight?
Well, members do tend to take their shoes and maybe jumpers off at the scales, but I've never seen anyone go quite that far before.
So he almost did the alternative. He went for the shoes look rather than the shoes off look.
Absolutely.
What sort of reaction was there amongst the ladies there? I'm presuming that it was all ladies, was it?
It was all ladies in the hall at the time. I do have gentlemen Weight Watchers. So I didn't think it was unusual that there was a chap coming in. But initially, it was absolute stunned silence. As he walked past each little group, you could tell the conversation stopped, as I think, you know, people's jaws were hitting the floor, as mine did. And by the time he had reached sort of the porch, the exit to the hall, there was absolute silence in the room.
Did anyone react badly to this?
Initially, no, because we just had 20 seconds, just stood there thinking, oh my goodness, what have I just seen? And then when we sort of looked at each other and said, did that really happen? I looked to the shop lady because, as you've said, it wasn't a regular meeting that I look after. And I think I said something like, does he come here every week? And she said, no, I've never seen him before, but my heart is racing. I can't believe that that's happened. And then we sort of looked at each other and said, that shouldn't have happened. One of the ladies followed him out of the hall to see where he was, because obviously we didn't want him hanging around as other people were coming in. And he was walking off down the road, fully clothed again by then. So it was obviously just for our benefit.
We've got your husband on the line.
Oh, my goodness.
Matt. Morning, Matt.
Hello.
What was your reaction then when Helen came home and told you about this story?
Well, as you can imagine, quite a surprise, really. I usually ask her how the meeting's gone, and I really wasn't expecting the reply I got that particular evening.
Was she shocked? Was it one of amusement?
Well, initially, I suppose I did have a bit of a chuckle, because it does sound quite amusing at first, but then very quickly I thought, well, you know, what else could have happened?
Yeah.
If someone's got that mindset that they're prepared to go to those lengths, then who knows what they're prepared to do?
Do you think he was just an exhibitionist, Helen? Do you think he was just having a bit of fun?
Well, I've had several scenarios put to me. Did he lose a bet in the Legion? I think was one thing I heard. if he was just having a bit of fun, it wasn't fun.